So we got to the very top, the new Mishnah, where the Zram Sugis are pretty much behind us now. So the daf begins at Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidam. There are four times a year where the world is judged. BePesach Al Hatua, on Pesach we're judged on the grains of the year. BeAtzeres and Shavuos Al HaPeres Ilan, it comes to the fruits of the year. BeRosh Hashanah Kol BaOlam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Maron, and Rosh Hashanah every single individual walks in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu like sheep. The creator of the world understands everyone's heart and understands everyone's actions. And B'chag, the fourth time of year, is Nidonin al-Hamayim. We're judged on the water of the year. So those are the four times a year that we get judged. The Gemara is trying to clarify it first. What exactly, which tefua is the Mishnah referring to that we get judged on? Hey tefua, which grains is it referring to? Ilema hay tefua dekaima. If it's referring to the grains that already have grown to its full size and they're ready to be harvested, so asks the Gemara, Kohani harpatki de adi Allah emas isdan. All the various events that happened before this, how is that going to be judged? Right now, the Havamina is a bit of a strange Havamina, but the way it's understood is that from Pesach, you're judged from those grains that are completely grown until they're harvested. So for the next 3 months only, it's going to be judged. What about the other 9 months of the year? How are those going to be judged? So the Gemara says, it's not referring to the grains that have grown fully. Ella asks, answers the Gemara, Tua de Mizdirai, it's referring to all the seeds that are going to be planted in the upcoming year throughout the entire season. Those will be judged on this particular Pesach. Okay, either way, that was the clarification of the Tua that's judged on Pesach. So says the Gemara, Lameimra, is this to suggest? The Chadina Misdana, there's only one time, Tua is only judged just once. Vatani, the Braisa says that the Tua actually gets judged two times. How so? That Tua, She'ira Bakari Ones, Kodim Pesach. If the Tua, something happens to it, something, some Ones, some, I don't know, a storm of some sort comes to the Tua, it's before Pesach, Nidonas L'She'avar. So that was part of the judgment of the past, of the previous Pesach. And the Achar Pesach, if something happens to it after Pesach, Nidonos Lahaba, it's judged on the future. In other words, grains are judged based on what happened in the past year and the future year. So to Adam, for example, when Rosh Hashanah comes, we're judged for what we did the past year, and we're judged for what we're going to do in the upcoming year. The two judgments, the past and the future. And the Gemara says, same thing when it comes to an Adam, when it comes to man. Adam she'iro bo keri ones kodem Yom Kippurim nidon l'shavar. If something happened to a person prior to Yom Kippur, he's judged on his past actions. And that which happens l'achar Yom Kippur is nidon l'haba. It was part of the judgment of the future. So in other words, every single Rosh Hashanah, every single Yom Adin, they're judged on the previous actions and judged on the upcoming actions. So it's not just once, towards just once. It's not Pesach is just judging on the future year. It's Pesach judged on the past year and on the future year. There are two sides of the Yom HaDin. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shmami, we learn from here that Trey Dina Misdana were judged twice. So Amar Bai says, therefore, if that's the case, so that's how the Gemara concludes, meaning the grains are not only judged on the upcoming year, but the Pesach is judging both on the upcoming year and on the previous year. So based on this, says the Gemara, Amar Bai, the Hilchach, therefore, if this is the case, Ki chazi inish dematzich zari afla. The person sees a tzlacha when he's planting certain grains. They're meant to be. They harvest later in the season. But if they see that it's starting to harvest and ready for harvest earlier, he's seeing he has a tzlacha. He should lift him vilizei charfa. He should begin planting the other seeds. So he should be able to get all these a good schar, all the hatzlacha, before the next Yom HaDin comes. So if you look at Rashi to explain this a little bit better than I just explained this, Rashi says, Ki chaze inish dematza chazara afla. When a person sees he's having a tzlacha, chita v'kosemes shenizram b'marcheshu. Normally, this is when you plant the wheat and kosemes. She'ein m'maharin l'hisbasha. They don't grow quickly. L'kadem v'lizara charpa. Hasora, which is m'maharis l'hisbashel, barley, which does actually grow quickly, v'zorim osa b'shvat v'adar, you only need to plant them in shvat adar, and in a couple months, they'll actually grow the full length. Well, chita needs from cheshvan all the way until Nisan, sora only requires a shvat and adar, and 2 months later, Nisan is ready to be harvested. D'cheven d'afla mitzach, since the long planting the chita, which takes a while, that is ready to sing atzlacha, Shmamina Latova Nidon, but Pesach Shavar must be that this year you are judged favorably, so you may as well chop in all the planting and start planting the barley as well. Lefikach Yimahir Lizora Bizriya Shnia. So start planting the barley earlier so you see that slacha, lest Nisan come, and you get a bad judgment for the upcoming year. So what we're seeing from here is that the Nisan is not only judging, Pesach is not only judging on the future, but it's also being judging on the previous year as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, our Mishnah, Mani Masisan, who authored our Mishnah? It cannot be Lo Rabbi Meir, for Lo Rabbi Yehuda, for Lo Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rabbi Nasan. It can't be any of these four tonight. Why not? So Gemara is going to go through each of these four positions. The Tanya, the Raisa says, Hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah. Everyone is judged in Rosh Hashanah. The gzar din shalhem nechdam yom kippurim divi Rabbi Meir. And the seal, it's sealed. The gzar din is sealed in Yom Kippur. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's just one time a year we're judged. That's certainly against our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah. The gzar din shalhem nechdam kol echad v'echad bizmano. We're all judged on Rosh Hashanah. But the decree is finalized. It's sealed on each Yom Tif individually. Bismana pepesach al tvua, b'teres al haperes ha'ilon, b'chag nidon al hamayim, v'odam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah, v'gzar din shelo nechtam b'Yom HaKippurim. So this is different in that while Rabbi Yehuda says the judgment takes place on Rosh Hashanah, our Mishnah says the judgment actually takes place on each separate Yom Tif. So that also differs from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, the third opinion, Omer, Adam nidon b'chol yom. That man is judged every single day. Shenemar tez the pasuk in Iova, v'tifkedenu lebekarim. Tifkeden is lashon of pakad. We're judged. We're watched over every single day. That's against our Mishnah, which just says once a year. And Rabbi Nassan, Omer, Rabbi Nassan takes this one step further. He says, Adam nidon b'chol shah. A person is judged at every single moment. Shenemar tez in that same pasuk l'regayim tifchanenu. Every rega, every moment, every second, where Hashem is inspecting us. So that's those four opinions do not line up with our Mishnah. If you're going to tell me Liel and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says we're judged on Rosh Hashanah for everything. It's the Chasima that's on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and so on. So really, Rabbi Yehuda, when the Mishnah said that we're judged on Pesach, Shavuot, and so on, that was referring to a Gzardin. Even in our Mishnah agrees the judgment's Rosh Hashanah, but the Chasima's Gzardin is the Pesach, Shavuot, and Chag. If that's the case, Kasha Adam. Then there's a problem in Adam. Why? Because in the Mishnah it says that we're judged, which the Mishnah now means judge doesn't mean judge, it means actually Gzar Din. Our Mishnah says the Gzar Din is actually Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Gzar Din is Yom Kippur. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hai Tana, the Be'er Rabbi Yishmael Hi. Really, our Mishnah is like the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana, the Be'er Rabbi Yishmael. Barba Prakam Ha'olam Nidon, we're judged four times of the year. The Pesach Ha'atua. But Saras ala Paris Elam, Bechag Nidon Alamaim, Vodam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, Ugzardin Shalom Nechtam Yom Kippurim. So that lines up with the Mishnah. The only thing he adds is that the Gzardin is the Yom Kippur, which was not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. Vechi Katani Masizin Atchias Din. Our Mishnah was only addressing when the Tchilas Din takes place. It wasn't referring to the Chasimas Adin. That even the Mishnah would agree to Rabbi Shmuel. It's just that the Mishnah was not addressing that at this very moment. So says the Gemara further, now last two narrow lines of the Amud here. Amar Rav Chisa, my time with Rabbi Yossi. What was the reason Rabbi Yossi says we're judged every single day? The Gemara says, what do you mean? He told us the reason. What's the question? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, it's the source. Anan Hachi Kamrinan, this is what we're asking. My time alo Amar Rabbi Nassan. Why don't we hold like Rabbi Nassan? That sounds like a very strong proof. The Pasuk says in Iov, Labakarim, Tifkaden Labakarim. We're judged every single day. So the response is, Rav Chisda says, "Bechina iuna ba'almahi." When the pasuk says "vatifkadenu" and it says "tifchanenu," those two words, it's just to be bochen, just to inspect, not to judge. So "pkidanami iuna ba'almahi," just like the word "bechina" means to just inspect, but not to judge. So to the word "pkida" means to inspect, but not to actually judge, and therefore that's not a raya. One more time. That only means to inspect. So it says the Gemara that Noela Amr Bchisa says time of the Biyosi Mehach. Really, the reason of Biyosi is not the pasuk that we initially quoted. Really, it's based on the pasuk La Sos Mishpat Avdo U Mishpat Amo Yisrael Davar Yom Biyomo, that Hashem makes a judgment for Am Yisrael every single day. That's very clear. It's not a bechina. It's not the word tifkadenu. It's not the word difchanenu. It's mishpat. Mishpat means to judge. But this pasuk says we're judged yom yomo every single day. That was the raya for Rabbi Yossi. So Amr Rabbi Chisa now says just another comment based on this pasuk. Melch v'tzibur, when the king and the nation is being judged, melch nichnas tchila, you first judge the king ladin. Shenemar says lasos mishpat avdo, the avdo of the singular eved, the melech, who's an eved of Hashem. Then afterward, Am Yisrael. My time, and what's the reason? Why do we judge first the king and then the tzibur? Why does Kadosh Baruch Hu do it in such a way? My time, because it's love derech eretz to leave the king outside waiting for the nation, so you bring the king in first to judge him, that's one reason. And the hope is that if you bring the king in first, the king's going to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's anger subside, and therefore he'll have a more rachmanis when judging Am Yisrael. So those are two different reasons to explain why we judge the king prior, why Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the king prior to judging the tzibur. So then the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Kiman matzlinen ha'idna. So who are we passing like now? Bizman said, where we daven, Aktzirei v'amiri. Who are Aktzirei? Who are Amiri? So Rashi explains, Aktzirei is referring to Cholim, those who are ill, based on the Gemara Nadarim, and Miri referring to Tamridei Chachamim, who are very weak. From Limna Torah, they get very weak. So who do we passing like? Kiman matzlinen ha'idna. Who do we passing like? We daven for them every single day. It must be Kiman Kavri Yosef. Because if we pass like the other opinions, why daven for anybody? It was all decided from Rosh Hashanah. So what good is my tefillah b'zman hazeh? It must be that's like Rabbi Yossi, that every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, so we need to daven again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a favorable judgment. Ibai same, the Gemara says, no, li'olam k'rabbanan. Really, it's like Rabbanan. That really everything was decided, everything was judged from the time to the beginning of the year. So why do we daven? Uchud Rabbi Yitzchak, dam Rabbi Yitzchak, yofet tzaka le'odam, ben kodem gzar din, ben achar gzar din. Because when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, even though the gzar din has been decided, if you scream, if you call out, if you daven strong enough, you could tear apart, you could undo a gzar din. So the gzar din was decided for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but still with enough tzaka, with enough tefillah, we're able to kareya the gzar din. So Gemara now says, Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Rabbi Kiva. Bifnei ma Amra, Torah, Hevi Omer bePesach. Why do they say bring the carbon Omer on Pesach? What's the shaychus to Pesach? Mipnei shePesach zman tfuhu. That's the time of the grains. So Amar Kadosh Baruch, we get judged in the tfuah. So Hashem says, Hevi lefanai Omer bePesach. Bring a carbon Omer in front of me, before me. Kidei shetizbarech lachem tfuah so shebeshados. So that I should, in response to your carbon, or shower you and your tfuahs with brachas. Umipnei ma Amar Torah Hevi shtei lechem batzeres. Why do you bring shtei lechem? The carbon shelachem on atzeres and shavuos mifnei shatzeres is man perusa ilonu. That's when we get judged on the fruit of the year. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu hevi lefanai shtei alechem batzeres. Bring for me a carbon kadesh shi is baruch hu lechem perusa ilon. So I should in response bless your fruit. So you're going to ask me the question, but shtei alechem, those aren't fruits. That's a tool. Why are to be brought then? So the understanding is that in the times of Adam Rishon, if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here. Says Rashi here, actually Rashi doesn't explain. Yeah. Rashi writes here, Shtei Lechem, that's Rashi in the page here. Shtei Lechem, Yirtzu al Peros Ilon, that's going to bring a Ritzoy on the fruits of the year. Shehein Matirin Lahavi Bikurim, that allows you for the Bikurim, fine. Shehein Mavin Bikurim Kodim Latzeres, so on and so forth. Anishemati, Derbi Huda Latame, Deha Az the command Amar Besanhedrin, Eight Sheachel Adam Rishon Chita Haisa. The times of Adam Rishon, the chita didn't grow like it has now, but it actually used to be trees, and the bread grew as fruit on trees, so that was Shtei Lechem. Yeah, granted, Bizman Hazeh, the bread is different than it was back then. We're going back to the times of Adam Rishon, where chita was actually a tree, it was Peres Ha'ilon, and therefore it makes sense to bring this Shtei Lechem as a carbon to get blessed on all the Peres Ha'ilon. Then says the Gemara further, U'mipnei ma amr Torah nischu mayim b'chag, why do we pour water on Sukkot? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, nischu lefanai mayim, pour water in front of me b'chag, kadesh yis baruch hu lechem gishmei shana, so I should grant you a year of many much rain. V'amru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, and you should say in front of me in Rosh Hashanah, malchios, zichronos, shofos, all the various psukim, malchios, kadesh yitamlichinu alechem, you should say the malchios, so that you should grant me and, crown me king on Am Yisrael and on the entire world. Zichronos, kadesh yalo, zichronechem lefanai letova, so that your memory should be in front of me for good. Uvima, and how would you go do this? B'shofar, by blowing the shofar. So Amar Rabbi Abo, Lama token b'shofar. Why they blow a shofar shel ayil? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tikul lefana b'shofar shel ayil. They blow the ram shofar. Kadesh she'ezko lechem akedes Yitzchak ben Avram from last week's parsha. Mali ane alechem kilu akedasham kedasham asbechem lefana. When you blow the shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is to consider it as if you yourself, we brought ourselves up as the akeda or as a carbon on Har Hamoriah. So there's so much to say here. Number one is that how come they say the point here, Akedas Yitzhak ben Avram. It's a very strange language. We always call Akedas Yitzhak. We know Yitzhak's the son of Avram. So what the Mepharshim explained here is because there's really a Nisayon both for Yitzhak and Avram. They came together. Halchu Yachta. They went together. So therefore it's really attributed to both Akedas Yitzhak and also ben Avram. Interesting question. The Tshuvas Min Hashemayim asks the question, can women say a bracha on the mitzvah of shofar? Is that allowed or not? That's always a discussion. A person, the Baal Tokeh, is blowing a second time for women. Should the Baal Tokeh say the bracha? Should the women say the shofar? But the Tshuvas Min Hashemayim, one of the Baal Tosos, he answers that based on our sugya, that the reason why I blow the shofar is in order to elevate the zichronim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the women also need their memories, their zichronim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they are just as chayiv as we are, and they should be able to say a bracha. Ramah brings down, we said earlier that the idea of bringing Shelechem on Shavuos is because Kadesh Yisbarach Ulam Peres Ilam. He says that's why there's a minog to have flowers and grass and trees in the Yontif of Shavuos, because we get blessed on the Peros HaIlam. Now there's an interesting Tosa I skipped. If you go back to the first Tosa on the page here, before we continue weiter, Tosa says the following, with Pesach Alatfu. We're judged on the grains of the year on Pesach. So Perek, Misha Mesu, the Gemara Brachos, Avid Ches, an interesting Maisa, Gavi Chassid, Shechni Tiasa, Ishto, that he got into a fight with his wife, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he said he had to sleep in the base kvaros that night, and he heard types of different spirits talking about what was going to be that coming year. And what happened was, he was telling him that the year is going to be, the grains will be a good year, the grains will be a bad year. So it's Master from that Gemara in Brachos, the Barash Hashanah, Shama Shtei Ruchos, Shema Sapin Zvudzu. He heard the two spirits talking to each other. Sheshamu Ma'achori HaPargad, Shekola Zareya Beruvia Rishona, Barad Malko. So whoever plants in the first part of the season, there's going to be a hailstorm, it's going to ruin all their crop. So what's going on here? But don't we get judged on Pesach? Not judged in Rosh Hashanah, so why should there be any decisions made in Rosh Hashanah time? It's Pesach. That was the question of Tosas. The Tosas says, "V'shema b'shemayim b'Rosh Hashanah hayumaskirin din hanigzar b'Pesach." No, what happened was Pesach the previous year they were judged, but Rosh Hashanah they announced what the judgment was. That was the announcement. It wasn't decided Rosh Hashanah; it was decided 6 months earlier. But they made an announcement. You could, if you're keen to those conversations, so then you could hear the gzar din. Inami, alternatively, maybe that Gemara in Brachos Avyut Ches is Rabbi Yehuda Damar HaKol Nidonim B'Rosh Hashanah V'Gzardin B'Pesach Altu. Maybe that was like Rabbi Yehuda who holds the judgment takes place in Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gzardin later on that year that takes place in Pesach. So that's why he was able to hear the conversations of what was going to be the Tua, even though it was Rosh Hashanah. So those are two answers of Tosos. Let's continue now. Last two lines of the Amr, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Lama Token B'Rosh Hashanah. Why did he build a show for Rosh Hashanah? Lama token, what's the question? Rachman Amar Tiku, the Torah says we should blow the shofar. Ela Lama Marin, why do we do the chuas? That was a tkia. Why do we do a chua? Marin Rachman Amar, Zichon chua. The Pasuk says to do a chua, to do a, there's tkia and there's a chua. What are these shilas? Ela Lama token Amarin, Kishen Yoshrin, why do we blow the shofar when we're sitting down, which means before the Amida, the beginning, the first shofar blasts we do, and the token Marna Kishin Om, then we do it again when we're standing up, which is typically understood during Shemona Esrei. There are a few explanations how to read this Gemara here, what's Yeshiva, what's Amida, but either way, there's certainly two sections when we blow the shofar, one in the beginning and one towards the end. Why is this? What's the need for this? Says the Gemara, Kedei La'arveva HaSatan, in order to trick the Satan. How do we trick the Satan in doing this? Rashi writes on the top here, Kedei La'arbevet Shelo Yastin, Kishayishma Yisrael Mechavin Es HaMitzos, Mistatmin Dvarv. When he sees how much we love the mitzvahs, we're blowing shofar again and again and again. So then the Satan says, okay, these people love their mitzvahs so much, I'm not going to touch them, I'll leave them alone. Look what Tosas writes. First Tosas writes Kedei, the second Tosas in the page here. He writes, Kedei Shela'arbev Es HaSatan, Perish Ba'aruch, Kedisa B'Yushalmi, Bala HaMevis L'Netzach. The Pasuk says, Bala Mevis Lenetzach, that in the last level, times of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to swallow up Misa, death will no longer exist, we're going to live eternally. Uksiv Hayah Bayumahu, on that day, Yitaka Shofar Begadol, and when the Mashiach comes, we're going to hear a loud sound of the shofar. So now listen to this fascinating Yushalmi. Kadshama Kal Shipura, when you hear the sound of the shofar, Zimnechada, one time, Bahio v'lo Bahio, the Sultan gets a little scared, but not so scared. He gets a little nervous. Maybe this is the day of Mashiach, and maybe his time is up in this world because he can't kill anybody anymore. So he's a little bit nervous. But Kad Shama Tinyan, when he hears the second round of shofar blasts, Amar Vadai Zeo Shippur Dit Yitka B'Shofar Gadda, this must be the shofar of the times of Mashiach, Umata Zimna Limitpale, it's my time to be swallowed up and they're going to kill me now. Umis Arif, he gets all done with. Vilesai Panai Lamavit Kitakura, he has no time, he has no space, no mental capacity to attack them, and for that reason we trick him and he leaves us alone. Fascinating Yusham. Now look at the first Tosus here. The first Tosus asks the following question. They blow the shofar two sets. So says Tosas, asks Tosas, V'tema, Huk aver mishum baal Tosif. Isn't this doing a mitzvah twice? Isn't that a violation of baal Tosif? V'chitema, so fine, we can ignore that part of Tosas. But Tosas says, no, baal Tosif is not when you perform a mitzvah two times. That's not baal Tosif. If I take a chafzah shel mitzvah, I make five parshas of tefillin, I make five corners of a tzitzis, that's changing the chafzah shel mitzvah. If I do the same exact mitzvah two times, I shake the lulav two times, I blow the shofar two times, that's not a violation of baal Tosif, and that's completely fine. Back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says, two lines down, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak says, Kol Shana, Shein Token La B'tchilasa, any year where they did not blow the shofar in the beginning of the year, Marin Lo B'sofa, it's going to be bad at the end, should be my time, the low ear of Satan, because you didn't trick the Satan with the shofar, so it's going to be a terrible year for such a person. So then the Gemara says further, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Kol Shana She Rasha B'tchilasa Mis Asheres B'sofa. Any a year, then the beginning, Rashi said Rasha means to be empty, to be poor. Rashi means the person daven nicely. He humbled himself. And Rosh Hashanah, that means in the end it's going to be a year of wealth. Shenemar May Rashis Hashanah May Rash May Rashis Ksiv. It doesn't have an alf. Lashana Rush. They made themselves humble. The ad Achris Sofa Sheish La Achris. It's going to be an end, which refers to there's going to be a schar at the end of the year. Furthermore, Amri of Yitzchak ain't done in its Adam Elofi Masav, shall also Shah. A person is only judged by his actions at that very moment. Shinemar says in the Pasuk, Ki Shama Elokim El Kol Hanar Basher Husham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only judged Yishmael how he was at that moment. He's not judged for anything that's going to be in the future. Gemara just brings a series of statements in the name of Yitzchak. Another statement in his name, Amri of Yitzchak, Gimel Dvarim Maskirin Avonoso Shel Adam. There are three things that challenges a person's sins. Meaning, a person sins, fine, but if a person sins, and then he's in a very vulnerable state, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to perhaps punish him. What are three moments in a person's life, a person's actions, might remember his sins and going to be bad for him? Eluhain, Kir Natoi. If a person has some Averos, so if he's walking regularly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to have a lightning bolt shoot him, but he's walking under a very vulnerable a wall that's tilting, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have the wall fall on top of him. The Ian Tfila, a person is Ian Tfila, which means the person relies on his Tfila. He thinks that his Tfila is going to work right away. He has such a trust in it. Machlok is what exactly that means, but we'll just take Rashi's shot here. Rashi writes, Ian Tfila, Somech al Tfilaso, Shete Nishmas, Umisamech Lechavin Libo. He thinks for sure, he's 100% guaranteed that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer his Tfila. That too is going to not work out so nicely for him. Moser Din al Chavero, a person who's Moser Din al Chavero, that he judges his friend. If you look at Rashi, the Gemara says, "Damer Rabbi Abin call Moser Din al Chavero who nenas tchila, one who passes judgment on his friend, he's going to be punished first." Shenemar says, "Vatomer Sarai al Avram Chamasi Alecha." And the pasuk goes on to say, "Anochi nasati shivchasi bechaykecha. I gave you a shivcha, v'teira kirasa, she became pregnant, ve'eka be'nea, yishpa Hashem b'inu v'nech, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge between me and you. Look what I did for you, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu make judgment." So she said, let Hashem judge us, and what happened? Ksiva, v'yavo Avram lispo l'sara l'vkosa. This week's parsha, and she died, and he cried. So because she was challenged Avram to be judged by Hashem, she in fact was judged first, and that was the end game. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, Arba Dvarm Mikarin Gzardino Shel Adam. There are four things that could tear a person's Gzardin and give him a favorable judgment. Eluhain, Tzedaka, Tzedaka, Shina Hashem, Vishina Maisa. So the Marsha says, this is exactly what we say in the davening when it comes to Tshuva, Tfila, U Tzedaka. Tfila is referring to Shina Maisa and Shina Hashem, a person changing his actions and changing his name. Tfila is Tzedaka, and Tzedaka is a Tzedaka. But there are four things. They just lump together Shinu Hashem and Shinu Maisa. So Gemara proves each of these four ways how a person can be Kareya, his Gzardin. How do we have this? So the Gemara says that Tzedaka Dichseva Tzedaka Tatsabimavis. As we know, Tzedaka can save from death. Tzedaka Tfila Dichseva Veitaku El Hashem Batzalhem. When we say Yotzim, that they were saved from their terrible thing by Tzedaka, by davening. Shinu Hashem Nechseva, Sarai Ishtachal Lo Tikra Shema Sarai Ki Sara Shema. She's no longer called Sarai, rather Sarah, and we know what happened to her in the end, Baruch Hashem. And she was Ochel to a child, so her Gzardim was changed by changing her name. And Shinu Maisa, changing actions, Dechseva, Vayar Elokim Esel Maasem, he saw the actions, it came to the story of Ninveh, Vukseva Yinachem Elokim Esel Ara, Asher Davar La'asuz Lahem V'lo Asa, that he wanted to do, but he didn't do to them because they had changed their Maisim. So these are four ways a person could be Oker and be Korea, his Gzardim. V'yesh Omer, there are those who add, yet a fifth one, is Af Shinu Makom, Makom Dechseva, Vayomar Shem Al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artecha, to go leave from your place, Shinu Makom, and what happened, Father? V'eschel L'goy Gadol, I'll make you into a big nation. V'idachahu Zechus Adar Tzrohu Da'han Yalei. The other says, no, that's not Shinu Makom, that's Zechus Adar Tzrohu. A person goes from New York to New Jersey, that's not Shinu Makom. But to go to Eretz Yisrael, that's a special din of Kedush Eretz Yisrael, Zechus Eretz Yisrael, B'lam Davka Shinu Makom. So the Gemara then says, another statement in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayv Adam Lahak Bil Pnei Rabbo B'Rega. A person must greet his Rebbe on the Yontif. How do we know? Shinemar, when it came to the Isha Shunamis, it says, Madua at holechas elav. Elisha says, so why are you coming to me today? Hayom lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, nor is it Shabbos. Mechlal implying, the bechodesh v'Shabbos ibar le'lameza, that one should go see the Rebbe in Rosh Chodesh and also on Shabbos. So wait a second, we're just trying to prove the point for Regel. Now it sounds like every single Shabbos, every single Rosh Chodesh, a person should really go visit the Rebbe. So some say, Taka, you're right. The Ritva says, depending how close you live to your Rebbe. If you live next to your Rebbe, you should visit your Rebbe every single day. If you live a little bit of a distance, it should be every Rosh Chodesh. If it's even further, it should be at least three times a year. That's how the Ritva understands it. But the true Evan argues and says, no. When it says Rosh Chodesh, in the Pasuk refers to not any Rosh Chodesh, it refers to Rosh Hashanah, a Yantif. Even though it's not one of the Regalim, it's still a Yantif. And when it says Shabbos, it refers to a Stam Yantif, because we know sometimes, like Mavarachas HaShabbos, Mavarachas HaShabbos does not mean Shabbos, it refers to Yantif. So when it says Chodesh and Shabbos, it really refers to a Yantif here in the Pasuk. That's his understanding. Now, the Nodi Huda writes something very interesting. He says, really, the truth is, you should go visit your Rebbe every single Shabbos, every single Rosh Chodesh. The reason why we don't do this, because since we only visit a Kadosh Baruch Hu of the Hakul Pnei Rabbo, when it comes to Shloshah Golim, we only see a Kadosh Baruch Hu three times a year, so it would be inappropriate to visit your Rebbe more times than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, even though Mikra Din, we should really visit our Rebbe every Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, in the end, they Lamaisa, it can't be more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it should only be therefore on three times a year. Based on this, the Rabbi Yehuda says, since there's this connection of visiting your Rebbe to visiting a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Har Habayis, says the Rabbi Yehuda, that's why this is not brought down in Halacha in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. We don't find anywhere the inyan of visiting a Rebbe on the Regel. Why not? He says, because it's Tali on the Beis HaMikdash. And since there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no mitzvah of Alila Regel, there can't be a mitzvah to L'Hakim Pnei Rabbah, because that means we're going to visit our Rebbe more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and for that reason it doesn't exist. Bizman has said that was the chiddush of the Nodeb Yehuda, but many poskim argue and say that the halacha still does apply afilu bizman hazeh. There's a discussion whether women are chayv lahakbil pnei rabo. The Magen Ram says women are chayv because this maisa was the isha shunamis. She was a woman. The very raya is a woman. While others say no, it's not true. It's a mitzvah asay shezman grama, which would indicate that women are actually funky potter. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says further. We are five wide lines down. Says the Gemara. Actually, there's another din here as well. I remember it's discussed in the Achronim, the nature of this mitzvah. What is the toelis of this mitzvah, of being lahakbil pnei rabo berega? Some say it's a din in Limra Torah. It's a Limra Torah to learn from your Rebbe. Others say it's a din in Kavod HaTorah to show honor to the Rebbe. Lav Dafka, Kavod HaTorah. Others say, another question, maybe it's a din in Kavod HaRegel. The different understanding of what the purpose of this meeting is. So in other words, if a person goes to visit his Rebbe, give him a Shalom Aleichem, but doesn't learn from his Rebbe, has he fulfilled the mitzvah or not? If the inyan is Limra Torah, you have to learn from your Rebbe. If it's simply to show Kavod, all you have to do is say Shalom Aleichem, and then you could leave. Gemara now says further, five lines down here, five wide lines down, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayv Adam Litar Es Asma Berega. A person has to cleanse himself. He has to go to the mikvah prior to the yontif. How do we know? Shinemar Uvenivlasam Lo Sigu. You didn't touch the nevela. The whole pasuk says. I'll read the whole pasuk here on the side here. One second here. Umibsaram. It doesn't say that. It doesn't help us the whole pasuk. But this in the context of the muadim, that person should not become tame near the muadim. Gemara says further. Tani Namihach. The Brisa says the same thing. Uvenivlasam Lo Sigu. Don't touch the nevela. Don't become tame. Yachal Ye Yisrael Muzarn Al Maga Nevela. One might think that any member of Klai Yisrael is warned not to become Tamar, not to touch a Nevela. Tamar Lomar Emor El HaKohanim B'nei Aaron. only Bnei Aaron muzharin, Bnei Yisrael ain't muzharin. Only the children of Aaron, the Kohanim, have to be careful not to become tamei, but not Bnei Yisrael. Is this not a kavachomer? Matuma chamura Kohanim muzharim, Yisraelim ain't muzharim. If a more serious chumra, tuma chamura, such as tumas mace, Kohanim have to be careful. And Klai Yisrael don't have to be careful. So certainly, Tumma Kala, Lo Koshigain, certainly, when it comes to a lower level Tumma, such as Tumas Nevela, certainly Klai Yisrael don't have to be warned about. So what do we learn with the Pasuk? Ela Matam Lomer, Benivlasan Losigo, Beregil. It's a warning to all Klai Yisrael that although in general, you're allowed to become Tameh, when it comes to the Regil, you should be Metar Asmo, and you should not become Tameh, you should become Tahor when it comes to the Yontif. Now the Gemara says, going back to Rosh Hashanah, Amarevi Krus Padai Amarevi Yochanan Shlosha Svarma Niftacham B'Rosh Hashanah. The three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rasham Gemurim, Echad Shal Tadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Beinonim. As we know, the Tadikim Gemurim Nichtavim Nichnavim La'altar L'chaim, that the Tadikim are written and sealed for life immediately. Rishayim Gemurim, those who are complete Rishayim, Nichtavim Nichtamim La'altar L'misa, they're written and signed for death immediately. Beinonim, those who are somewhere in between, Tluyim ve'omdim v'rashana ve'ad yom ha'kiburim, they're suspended and from Rashana to Yom Kippur. Zachu, if they do the right things during Aseres Me'etshuva, they're nichtavim l'chaim, they're going to be written for life. Lo zachu, if they're not zachu, if they don't change their ways during Aseres Me'etshuva, nichtavim l'misa, they're going to be written for death. So Amar Rabbi Abin Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this idea? The Gemara invokes the pasuk, it says, Yimachu me sefer chaim to raise from the sefer chaim vam tzadikim al yekasevu and the nation of tzadikim don't write. What does that mean? Yimachu me sefer ze sifran shel rishon. Erase them from the sefer of the rishon. Gemurim chaim ze sifran shel tzadikim. The book of life is the sefer of the tzadikim. Vam tzadikim al yechtevu and the nation of tzadikim don't write. That's ze sifran shel beinonim that they're not written yet. They're being suspended until they decide how they act properly. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehachi brings another pasuk. He says when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said, "V'im ayin mechayin na. If not, mesifcha erase me from the sefer asher kasafta that you wrote. Mechayin na ze sifran shel Rishon. Erase me from the sefer of Rishon. Mesifcha ze sifran shel tzadikim asher kasafta the sifran shel beinim." So referring to three different shram. So we'll stop here because the next sugya goes deep into the next daf. We did a lot today, so I'm not going to go through it, but everyone should have a wonderful day.